Last month, when ANC supporters in Inanda, near the city of Durban, were nominating candidates for the upcoming elections, gunmen opened fire, killing three women. Police suspect the killers were hired by an ANC official, angry at being excluded from the nomination process. This motive has, however, been downplayed by ANC KwaZulu-Natal representative Nhlakanipho Ntombela.
It's a pure criminality. What happened in Inanda, those were ordinary supporters of the ANC, old women, coming to cast their vote for the preferred candidate. And then a car came by, a drive-by shooting. Clearly, it's pure criminality of those
individuals. But political analysts say the only thing that's clear is that the ANC doesn't want to acknowledge, at least publicly, that it's in such chaos leading up to the elections that its members are killing one another. In KwaZulu-Natal and elsewhere, it's all about the power that goes along with winning a seat in local councils. Power that gives councillors the authority to award multi-million rand tenders to individuals and companies that pay them kickbacks, says Democratic Alliance spokesman Zwakhele Mqwango.
Tender system is the cause of political murderers. Most of the recent killings, it's all about resources and mainly in municipalities. It's rare you hear member of parliament being killed. It's mainly councillors because that's where politicians are close to resources. So the issue here is about the fight of resources in municipalities.
In 2016, the ANC appointed a commission of inquiry into political killings in KwaZulu-Natal and reached the same conclusion. A judge's report recommended wide-ranging changes to policies in municipalities that would severely curtail councillors' powers in making decisions around service delivery tenders. The government never implemented the recommendations, and the corruption and killings have continued. Senior Inkatha Freedom Party official Joshua Mazibuko says the violence linked to electioneering isn't stopping because the police are failing to arrest suspects.
That gives the community, relatives and those who love the one who's died, they tend to now think that they must take the law into their own hands. They have perceptions of who might be responsible. So in that sense, government fails us.
Political analyst Sipho Siepe says South Africans, even if they belong to the same political party, usually try to solve problems with violence.
Even in a sports field, something that is supposed to bring joy among contestants and all the fans, you will sometimes end up with tensions that will lead to killings. The language that we use, we insult each other, as it happens in politics. That's not a language of inviting for a dialogue. They express themselves in a language of violence and end up in violence.
He says the current political violence, mostly within the ANC, is a reflection of a sick society.
Take the lockdowns. As soon as we thought about lockdowns, the immediate reaction was bring the defense force, bring the police. So our approach has always been around brute force.
The latest victim of the political strife in KwaZulu-Natal is a councillor candidate from the Economic Freedom Fighters Party. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.